Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get wrong, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, what with Grandpappy Spears' newly acquired mistochemistry set occupying the center of attention, the old fellows haven't moved any closer to a solution of their problem of how to increase business in Pine Ridge and save the truck line. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library. Abner is looking out of the front window.
Doggies, I can't understand why Grandpap don't get over here. What time is it anyway, Lum?
I don't know, Abner. My watch ain't even running. Wish you'd stop asking me that. Wish you'd quit standing there looking out the window and get some work done around the store.
Well, I'll get it all dead now.
There's 4 or 5 orders of groceries there that ought to be filled by now. And when you deliver Sister Simpson's order, be sure you collect the sugar stamp from her. You forgot that once last week, you know.
I'll recollect it. Dog is what's keeping that Grandpappy.
For goodness sake, will you stop worrying about Grandpappy Spears for 2 seconds?
Well, Lum, he's going to bring his junior mystic chemistry set over here today, and me and him are going to work out some experiments.
Experiments?
Yes, sir.
Cribble prattle. What do you fellas know about such as that?
There's directions right with the set.
Why you want to waste your time monkeying around with something like that? Fur way yonder beyond me. What you ought to be doing is helping me study up some new business we can start up.
I've been thinking.
If we don't hit on something pretty soon, we're liable to lose that truck line. And if we lose that, I hate to think what'll happen to Pine Ridge.
Well, maybe me and Grandpap will hit on something that'll save Pine Ridge.
Yeah, what for incident?
Well, something. Me and him are going to try and make invisible ink today. And if it works out good, why, we might just put up a big invisible ink factory right here.
For goodness sake. Now, what good is an invisible ink factory going to be? Tell me that.
Well, it's good for a lot of things.
Name 2 of them.
2, huh? Well, let's see,
Name 1 of them.
Well, it's good for folks that want to write letters to somebody that they ain't got nothing to say. There's a good use for it right there, Lum.
Yeah, I can see where we do a big business with that.
And here's another use for it. The government could buy it to send secret orders to General MacArthur's and all them other officers. That way, if the letter got lost and some Japanese man picked it up, why, he wouldn't be able to read it. Doggies. I never knowed I was this smart. Sort of scared myself with that idea. I might be a genius and never even noticed.
Yeah, but just a minute. What if the letter didn't get lost and General MacArthur got it? How's he going to read it? It's wrote in invisible ink, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? And let's see. Why, sure, I know. They could just write him another letter in regular ink, tell him what they wrote him in the first one. That'd be the thing to do.
Yeah, but what if some Japanese man got a hold of that one, too?
Why, he would, it's more like they tells all that in the direct, and I wish that Grandpap would hurry. Maybe I better call him up, Lum.
All right, but don't forget them grocery orders.
I won't. I'll put them up in just a minute.
Comes Cedric Leehanoff out there. How come he ain't down at Luke Spears playing the pinball machine? Luke says Cedric is might not wore a hole in the floor where he stands in front of that machine.
Hello? Grandpap? Why ain't you over here at the store? Why, no, Lum don't care. He said we could work our experiments here if we'd stay out in the feed room.
Something tells me that was a mistake, too.
Well, come on over here and I can help you do it.
Well, I could blow up the whole place.
Well, get that dead and hurry on over here. Yeah. All right, Grandpap. Goodbye. Yeah, hello, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Abner. Hello, Mr. Lum.
Dad, blame it. Grandpap's already started experimenting. What can we do for you today, Cedric?
Let's see. I want a big jar of peanut butter. Biggest one you got in the store.
Peanut butter, huh?
Yes, Mom. I just love and admire that stuff. Boy.
Is this the biggest jar we got here, Mom?
Yeah, but I don't believe Cedric wants that much, though.
That's a pretty big one.
Yes, Mom, I do, too. I eat it up awful fast. I'll take 5 or 6 peanut butter sandwiches in my lunchbox every night when I go to work over the defense plant.
Well, if you eat that many, I reckon you better take this size in,
Cedric. I need some bread, too, I think.
All right. What kind?
Oh, it don't make no difference, Harley. I ain't very crazy about bread. But I have to have something to hold the peanut butter together with.
Yeah, let's see there, here, Cedric. Now, it'll be, and bring out, 40 cents.
Yes, Mom. Here's $1. Well, see you fellas later. So long.
Well, here, wait a minute, Cedric. You got some change coming.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You want to take that change in war savings stamps?
No, Mom, I don't believe I do.
Wait a minute. I think you ought to take it in stamps, Cedric. You'll never miss the money, and you'll be doing both yourself and the giver man some good.
Well, I'm already putting 10% of my money into war bonds every week. Mr. Walt Bates takes it out of our paychecks over there.
Well, that's fine, Cedric. I'm proud to see you putting your dollars to work fighting the enemy. But you ought to get your spare coins in there working, too.
Yeah, you ought to do that, Cedric.
Well, I already got 3 or 4 of them books started. Don't think I want no more stamps right now.
Well, now, wait, Cedric. Them books you started ain't doing you no good. What you ought to do is get them filled up and turn them in for bonds.
Why, sure.
Then they'll start drawing interest. Yeah, they just sitting around there not earning nothing for you.
I know that that's right, ain't it? You know, I got 2 or 3 of them books started myself and never did finish them up.
Oh, well, I bound you might know everybody in Pine Ridge you did the very same thing.
More likely.
Everybody got big ideas at first and bought a stamp or two and then put the books away in some desk drawer and then forgot all about it.
That's just about what happened. Just about, yes.
Wouldn't surprise me none if we had several thousand half-full books around this community here. Just think how many bonds that'd buy if everybody get them filled up and then turn them in.
Was that all right, Mom?
Might have been. I never paid no attention. Better
see. Yeah, I'll get it.
And then if you add up the number, it'd be in all the towns in the whole
got
country.
Got a down store library, Abner Peabody on this end.
It's a good idea.
For the land's sake, ain't you left home yet, Grandpap?
Benny, I believe I'll start a campaign to get every stamp book in the country filled up.
You did? Well, good for you, Grandpap.
Make announcement on the party line.
Yeah, do that. Hurry right on over here. Then we'll start manufacturing it right this afternoon.
Well, folks in Nina could do
it. All right, Grandpap. Goodbye. I don't his mom. Old Grandpap figured out how to make that invisible ink already.
He's
going to write down how he made it so he won't forget it, you know. And then he's coming over here to the store, and we're going to make up a whole batch of it right today. Doggies, I can't hardly wait till he gets over here.
Well, just try not to ruin everything in the feed room.
Huh?
Better give Cedric 60 cents worth of war saving stamps there.
Oh, sure.
Well, I still don't think I want any. I don't see how them little bitty things can actually help win no war.
Well, I'll tell you how they can help. They can buy bullets and stuff our soldier boys needs to fight with.
Can them little stamps actually do that, Lou?
Of course they can. Just this morning I was reading a list of things in the paper that war stamps can buy. I think the paper's right here somewhere.
Huh?
Yeah, here. Yeah.
Wish that Grandpap would hurry up and come over.
Here we are, right here. Here's the list. 1 10-cent stamp will buy 5 bullets for an Army 45 pistol.
For the land sake.
For 8 25-cent stamps, you can get 2 hand grenades.
Huh.
And 30 10-cent stamps will get a pair of jungle fighting boots.
Well, I didn't know.
Does that work sort of like cigar coupons, Mr. Lone?
No, of course not, Cedric.
I know it takes a certain number of cigar coupons to get different stuff.
Yeah.
Well, now, come to think about it, this is sort of like that, Cedric. Only here you're doing business with a giver man instead of a cigar company or a mail order house.
Yeah.
One time I saved up and got a pencil box for 850 coupons.
Oh, yeah.
I had a picture of Black Beauty on the cover of it. Recollect that.
Well, that must have been a pretty fancy one, Cedric.
Oh, it was awful pretty. I never much liked it, though. About all you could do with it was take the pencils out of it and put them back in again. It gets awful tarsome after a while.
Yeah, I reckon it would. I never had looked at it just that way before.
Oh, what's some of them other things they got listed there, Mr. Rome? Well, I believe I'll save up a batch of war stamps and send in for something.
Well, wait, you can't send in for this stuff, Siggy. The government sends all that to our soldiers and sailors and marines.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll take one stamp then. The 10 cents.
Well, you ought to take more than that now, Cedric. You've got 60 cents here in change.
Of course he'll take more than that. You want to shorten the war, don't you?
Well, I don't know if I do or not. If the war gets over, I'll lose my job at the defense plant.
Why, Cedric, we come. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Cedric, don't you say
that's
six
the
things.
The worst one thing I've heard a body say yet.
Me too.
From selfish, that's what it is.
Sure it is.
Being selfish nowadays is awful dangerous, too, and it's unpatriotic, too.
Of course it is, Cedric.
Just think of them fellas over in them other countries fighting right now. Some of them getting wounded, and some of them dying. What would they think if they heard you say something like that?
Well, I never thought about it just that way, hardly.
Ernest Macmillan's an awful good friend of yours, ain't he?
Yes, Mom, about the best friend I got, I reckon.
Well, he's overseas there, son.
He's in Australia. His mama got a hearing from him just the other day.
All right, he's in Australia. Now, if you know that you could shorten the war by just 5 minutes, and if you know that those 5 minutes you could save would be the 5 minutes in which Ernest would be killed if you didn't buy a cup of sand, I believe you'd want to buy him, wouldn't you?
Yes, Mom, I sure would. Here, Mr. Abner, take this jar of peanut butter and give me the littlest one you got. Or no, don't give me no peanut butter at all. I can do without it. Just give me the whole dollar in stamps.
I don't get good for you, Cedric.
You better get the phone there, Abner.
Oh, yeah, I will. Wait a minute. Here's your stamps, too, Cedric.
This one.
Hello, got them down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
Oh, better be going. So long, Mr. Long.
Yeah, so long, Cedric.
You done what, Grandpap? I never heard you.
Keep working on them stamp books. Get them filled up.
Yes, Mom, I will.
Oh, well, for the land's sake. Well, I reckon that's all you can do now, then. Yeah, all right. Well, let me know when you get it done. Uh-huh. Goodbye. Want that Grandpap.
What's he done now?
Why, he's got to figure out all over again now how he made that invisible ink.
I thought he wrote the formula down so he'd be sure not to forget it.
He did. But the crazy he did, he used the invisible ink to write it with, and now he can't read a single word of it.